Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Happy Thursday.
That means it's a new episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
Tell us, my dear, what will we talk about today?
Oh, we have some big news today. We're going to talk about my chat with a major beauty boss. Uh-huh. And then we're going to talk about Jen's... I don't know why I got so, like, street.
That was cool.
Uh-huh. And then Jen is going to fill you in on a story about a major beauty rivalry.
Yes, it'll be my book report turn.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk about our bash at Anique Goutel on the Upper East Side. And we're going to share some spring scent tips. Who's our guest?
Our guest is Laura Geller, makeup artist extraordinaire, QVC Wonder Woman. She's going to teach us about baked beauty products, help us clean out our makeup bags for spring, and just be like our crazy aunt from New York that everybody loves.
She's hilarious.
Okay, stay with us. Oh my God, I sound like Ira Glass from NPR. Stay with us.
Georgia. Georgia.
Jess, I saw you were on like a southern road trip of the country last week. I saw it on the gram.
Southern road trip.
I haven't seen you. I really don't know what you were doing.
So, okay, well, first I went to Memphis for fun.
Okay.
But then I went to Savannah, to the Savannah College of Art and Design, SCAD, for their SCAD Style Week.
SCAD Style.
SCAD. I love to say SCAD.
Doesn't sound very glamorous, but SCAD.
But it kind of is, right?
It was super glamorous.
Okay. Oh my God. It was a real who's who of fashion and beauty. Imran Ahmed from Business of Fashion was there. It was like so, there were all these amazing lectures. But I got to interview Carol Hamilton, who is a beauty boss. Anyone in the beauty industry is like, basically reveres Carol. She is, her official title is the group president of L'Oreal Luxe USA. She has been at L'Oreal for 32 years, and she basically is like the don of all of the luxury brands.
Wait, I do know that name because I remember when I was an assistant, and if a call came through, that was like one of the names that like my boss would be like,
oh, you put that through.
You put that call.
Oh, you put that through.
Exactly.
Yeah. And she's also like a bit of a fashion icon in the beauty industry. I remember... I went on a trip for Victor and Rolf for their 10th anniversary of Flower Bomb.
Uh-huh.
And at the Victor and Rolf party, everyone was like, oh my God, what is Carol wearing? Like, you know, she's just always...
What was Carol wearing?
Just an amazing, like, piece of, like, clothing.
Victor and Rolf.
Like, yeah, it was an amazing, like, avant-garde piece of clothing. But then also, like, at the Kiehl's anniversary, she was wearing something amazing, too. Like, she's just... She's a powerful woman, but she's also glamorous, but she also like takes no, you know, crap, but she's also lovely. So I'm in awe of her. I've interviewed her several times.
Did you pick up any good advice?
Oh my God, I picked
everyone
up so much, and I had to like edit down what I wanted to say.
Okay, but teach me.
One of my favorite things that she said was basically, and I'm paraphrasing here, is like, be your own advocate. So she gave this great story. I mean, she's worked in the company for 32 years, but you know, obviously not every day is going to be a picnic. It wasn't like, you know, it was smooth sailing and now she's at the top, like end of story. Mm-hmm. She said that there was a moment in her career where she felt like she'd been, again, paraphrasing, but like, you know, done dirty, like not given credit.
They done me dirty.
They done her dirty down the South. No, they done her dirty down in L'Oreal. She didn't feel like she was given credit. I think she was passed over or just not given the opportunity she felt that she deserved. She'd been at the company for a long time.
Right.
So instead of, you know, storming out the door or just, you know, swallowing it and like smiling and, you know, watching other people pass her by, she sat on it and she was, you know, it sounded like she was really gracious about everything. And she said to her higher ups, you know, she expressed her disappointment with everything that happened and said, like, I will be resigning after Labor Day. It was in August.
Ooh. Bringing out the big guns.
Yeah, but it sounded like she was.
She resign?
No, she just told them that, you know, she was disappointed with the outcome of a certain situation.
This is a ballsy move.
I know, but she didn't do anything rash. She didn't go gossip about it like to her friends on the floor.
But was she really willing?
She thought about it.
I thought she was just.
No, what she wasn't bluffing.
Oh, bluffing. That's the word I wanted.
But she expressed how she felt.
Okay.
And she explained why she felt. You know, their decision was unjust.
Huh.
And August 28th, she had a new job. I mean, within the company.
Yeah.
And the moral of that story was really, and she told this to all the, you know, incredible students at SCAD, and she said, you know, you really, sometimes you just have to stick up for yourself. You have to call people on their crap. And she didn't say that word. But you have to be your own advocate. And, you know, you have to also be willing to walk when, you know, you can't. It wasn't a bluffing act.
Yeah.
But she was a lady about it, but it was at the same time like saying like, no, I'm not taking this. So I don't know. I thought that she was strong and she was cool. And
okay, tell me this just because now.
She wrote out the hard times too. She said your career is a marathon, not a sprint.
Good to know. Thanks for the career advice. It always feels like a marathon.
What doesn't it?
So I have to ask. She has access to all these products. What is her favorite L'Oreal product?
You know what she had in her hand?
I know. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, I'll tell you. Urban Decay Vice Lipstick.
Really?
Carol Hamilton's got an edge.
Sassy.
Beauty with an edge.
I love it.
Yeah, no, she's sassy. She's
so
very cool, very sassy.
The trip was good?
It was awesome.
And you brought me nothing.
I have a pencil from SCAD, and it's really cool. It's whittled out of wood.
Oh, thanks. Thanks,
Listen,
Jeff.
I didn't even get to eat a biscuit or a piece of peach pie. I was busy.
I got it.
I was taking in lectures, taking in the sunshine.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for asking.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed my book report from last week, but it seems like Jen had pangs of jealousy because she wanted her time to shine.
That is not the case. I just said I had a good story too. Jen, tell us what cultural activity you would like to report on.
You guys, I made a diorama. No, I just love the Dr. Bronner story. That was so interesting. And I happened to go to the War Paint musical that's on Broadway right now.
Oh, so jealous.
Which is another story of a great, like, history, like a beauty history moment. So I wanted to share. But now I feel dorky.
You didn't get to go. I'm sharing anyway, okay. God damn it. Okay. So if you're not aware, there's these two grand dames of beauty that we all have to thank for all of our wonderful products. Elizabeth Arden, you probably know the name, and Helena Rubinstein. So they were crazy rivals in the 20s and 30s when they were making beauty and makeup and everything. And so this musical tells the story of it. And I kind of knew the story, but these ladies were bomb-ass bitches. Let me tell you. I fell in love with Helena Rubinstein. I don't know what happened to the Helena Rubinstein products, but
they were good.
I never even have tried them. They're like, that company has since, you know.
They were around when we were like baby beauty editors.
I don't really remember it, but apparently they were both immigrants, which is kind of cool too. Let's just remember where America was made from. So Elizabeth Arden was Canadian and Helena was from Poland, and they just hated each other. And all the songs are like, all right, let's stop singing about lipstick. And like, by act two, I was like, uh-huh.
Customer feedback.
We get it. My favorite part, though, is Helena Rubinstein invented the concept of day and night cream.
So apparently, and there's a whole song about it, which you definitely do not need to hear.
I think I do.
But apparently, it truly, and this proves what I've always thought, it truly was the same exact product. And she had a marketing guy, and he was just like, I have this genius idea to sell twice as much product so we can make more money than Elizabeth Arden. Let's just put one in a blue jar and one in a white jar, and you have day and night cream, and you need both. And I was like, I knew it.
Guys, don't listen to this. I really do think there's a difference between day and night
cream.
No,
that was back in the 30s, obviously. Okay. And then it goes through, like, the FDA got involved and whatever, and they helped. They were the reason we now have, like, ingredient lists on labels because of their rivalry. Oh. They brought it up to Congress, like, oh, she's using this in her products and she's using this in her products. And Congress was like, you guys have screwed yourselves. Now you have to put all of the ingredients on the label. So thanks for that.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You played yourself. But I wanted to share with you just a couple Helena Rubinstein quotes.
Please do.
She was the best. And you've probably heard this one, but I didn't know it was her that said it. There are no ugly women, only lazy ones. Bam. Drops phone. Drops mic. Drops everything. And she even, like, says it tongue-in-cheek, like, knowing, like, listen, I'm about to sell you a bunch of, like, you know, snakes elixir, but also...
That just makes you feel badly if you look in the mirror and you're like, you know... Things aren't looking so great.
Well, then you're lazy.
Exactly.
Okay, here's another one. I have never had my face lifted. I prefer to have my spirits lifted. In my opinion, the effect is very nearly the same. That's nice, though. She's right. If you're happy, you look prettier.
Wait, is this the same woman that said that you're lazy if you're
ugly?
Yeah,
she was in a better mood that day when she said that one. Here's the last one. And I think this is true. Whether you are 16 or over 60, remember, understatement is the rule of a fine makeup artist.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah, I like that.
I feel like some of the people on YouTube could take a clue from Helena Rubinstein. Anyway.
Very good.
If you're into musicals, do I recommend it? I'm not really a musical person, so... Yes, I recommend it if you're into musicals.
I really want to see this.
Yeah, I think you'd enjoy it.
When I see a musical, I'm, like, singing it for, like, the next, like, 4 weeks.
My favorite song, maybe we can find it, we'll put on, is when Charles Revson comes in. He's the guy that started Revlon, and he's the new cool kid on the block, and he, like, basically puts them out of business, and there's this whole fire and ice.
Fire and ice.
Yeah. So it was good, but we should know who these ladies are. They kind of, like, they're the reason we have jobs, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Book report by Jen Goldstein.
Theater review.
Also by Jen Goldstein.
Dinner and a movie. Dinner theater.
I hope you can tell, but I hope she smells my perfume. I hide it well. Hope you can tell, but I hope she smells my perfume.
Jen, I am still buzzing from our Iniquital event.
In the hurricane.
Tropical Storm Anique.
Yes, Tropical Storm Anique. It was really cool. We went to Iniquital's boutique on Madison Avenue on the Upper East Side.
So chic, so Gossip Girl.
I was fully, like, having a Blake Lively moment.
I was wearing a headband. No, yeah. I wasn't.
You actually weren't.
No.
And it's one of our favorite fragrance brands, so we hosted, like, a little party and got to introduce...
It was bumping.
It was. Got to introduce everybody to some of our favorite scents there, and then did sort of, like, a live podcasty panel thing, answering questions. Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, like, everything that we love. It was, like, fabulous beauty people.
Wine.
Wine, yes. Lots of wine and tons of great fragrance. And there was a crystal reader healer.
Crystal healer. Style Rituals. She was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. But why don't we talk about, for those of our listeners who were not there, why don't we talk a little bit about what we learned and what our guests learned?
Yes. I remember one of the first questions, maybe you can share your tips. Someone said, how do you choose a fragrance? Because we had a lot of fragrance newbies, and I am not a believer that, like, I'm not a fragrance person. That just means you did not find the right one.
Exactly.
And, oh, it gives me a headache. Not every single freaking molecule gives you a headache. You just haven't found the right one.
Correct.
So I love the advice you gave about choosing a fragrance. Please share with the other thousands of people.
I really don't think you can just, like, run in and, like, you're not going to, like, get, like, a gallon of milk. You need to spend some time. Carve out, you know, make it, like, a pleasurable thing. Carve out, you know, 10, 15 minutes at least. Okay, maybe more.
Girl, like a day.
Yeah, I mean, we're all very busy people. I would say, you know, 15, 20 minutes. Make a little outing of it for yourself. And... spend some time. Really, like, don't pay attention to the notes. Don't pay attention to the packaging. Really, you know, sniff around and don't get caught up with, you know, sometimes they have little blurbs like, you know, this has notes of a cashmere cord, like woodland nymph extract.
Yeah, here's a little hint. Marketing people make up those names of those things. Like, they're not telling you every single fragrance note in that fragrance. They're picking out the ones that they think will tell a story. Like, you don't need to read that stuff. You need to go with your gut, right?
Yeah, it's almost like a little... It's almost like, you know, I'm kind of like taking like my mother's advice here. Try it on. You've got to try it on. Just grab it, try it on. You cannot, it's like a little black dress. Sometimes things look better on than when they do on the hanger.
Absolutely.
And don't get distracted by these notes. This is really like, it's marketing speak.
Yeah, because I've always been like, oh, I don't like rose or I don't like jasmine. I'm not a floral girl. And then there was that scent, Rose Pom Pom, it's
yes,
called?
Yes, Rose Pom Pom.
I could not believe I liked it. And I wasn't using your advice. I was going in being like, I don't wear rose. Blah. Right. But then someone sprayed it on me and I didn't know what it was.
That happened to you with vanilla.
I know. And I say I don't like vanilla. And then I really liked their vanilla fragrance.
Yeah.
So I think it's so true. You just can't go in with a preconceived notion.
Yes. We had another question. We had a lot of great questions.
I know. The other
we had
big
to turn
one,
people away.
I don't remember that part, but yeah.
No, I told my friend to put her paw down.
Oh, yeah. Because you called on Veronica Webb instead of your own friend.
Yes.
That's okay. It's friends right. of the pod, but, you know, they get credit. The other question I thought was good was, how do you make fragrance last? And if it's true, if you have this gorgeous fragrance and you just spent money on it and you want, like, it to be there all day, what was your tip? And then I'll share mine.
I like to put fragrance in my hair. And also on a scarf, whether it's a summer scarf or a winter scarf, I know that the fibers will grip onto the fragrance more than, I would say they tend to grip onto the fragrance more than skim. And
it's so true. You pick up someone's shirt or something that they left behind and
yum.
You probably know whose it is by the smell.
Yes. And some people get, you know, I think with the hair fragrance, the hair perfume craze, a lot of people have thought and beauty magazines have said, you know, oh, this is so much better for your hair because fragrance will dry it out. Don't put perfume in your hair. It's going to dry it out. You would have to put so much, like, real perfume in your hair to dry it out. So everyone needs to calm down about that a little bit.
Oh, it's like alcohol-based or whatever?
Yes, yeah. Thank you for making that link. Yeah, the alcohol, people are afraid that's going to dry out their hair.
That's what's in hairspray. Like, settle
everyone
down.
Everyone can relax. It's fine. Just spray it in your hair. Or sometimes I do the Martha Graham walkthrough, spray it into the air, and then just walk through it. Just
What's Martha Graham?
The famous modern dancer.
Are you doing
a dramatic entry.
So you spray a cloud,
into the cloud
and then you swan through it?
I just swan through the cloud.
Okay, it's very fabulous.
Yes.
Mine advice was also, I know we said don't pay attention to notes, but if you really want something that lasts... I love citrus fragrances, but they do not last. They are notoriously light and fresh. And so you do have to reapply, but they're not heavy, so it's fine that you're reapplying. If you want something that lasts, like, look towards, like, gourmand and leather notes. They have that one, I can't say it, exquise. We'll put it on the blog.
Exquise.
We just got up there and just, like, butchered French in front of, like, French people. It was awesome. But they have this leather-based fragrance. It's definitely not called squeeze.
It's like street French. French.
We'll put it on the blog, but that one really lasts. I think it's those darker, you know, muskier notes. They sort of stick around a little bit longer than the very volatile, citrusy flash-off notes, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Off in a flash.
Okay, so we're gonna swan through like Martha Graham.
Just swan through. Just do like a limbo through it.
Yes. And check out fatmascara.com and we'll give you like a little recap and some of our favorite fragrances.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Are here with makeup artist Laura Geller, who is just busting our balls left and right. She just came in the studio and said, oh yeah, you're award-winning. I love you, Laura.
They're like, we are here with Laura Geller. I'm like, I'm here with the award-winning podcast. Excuse me.
Laura's been a makeup artist for years. We'll get into your history. She also is the founder of Laura Geller Beauty and a million other things that you'll learn all about. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
I'm so excited about being here. You can't even know. Like, I've been listening to your podcast, and frankly, I'm learning a lot.
What did you learn?
Excuse me. I may never have a laser in my life now.
Oh, it's true.
A little bit of warmth under the skin, not so good, right?
That's cooking things up, bubble, yeah, bubble, yeah. Toil and trouble.
Micro needles, may have to get some of that joyous there. You know, I got a lot of information.
That's good. That's what we're here to do.
But it's really good. Like, I thought I knew a lot. There's a lot for me to learn.
Okay, so anybody who doesn't know, you're a makeup artist. And I don't think I know this, but how did you get your start in the makeup industry?
You know, I always try to keep this tight. Because
keep it tight.
I don't want to bore the world. Okay, so real quick story was I was on my way to college. Isn't that what everybody does? And ran into a very dear friend who said, college? Why are you going to college? You love makeup. You should go to beauty school.
Where are you from?
Beauty school.
Like, set the scene.
So set the scene. Rockland County, Spring Valley, New York. A little town in about 30 miles outside of New York. And I actually, this is so funny, I was enrolled in college. But at that time, I wasn't excited about going. And when she said she was going to go to beauty school to become a hairdresser, I'm like, beauty school?
This is your friend who said that?
My friend, who I just reconnected with after my reunion. We had my 25th reunion. Mm-hmm. Ew, they believe me here. Anyway, and that friend was there. And I said, I owe it all to you, Jane. Really, I do. Because she became a hairdresser and I wound up going to beauty school. So you go to beauty school to get your license, but you don't learn makeup. They don't teach you makeup at beauty school. Now they have courses within beauty school. Mm-hmm. But when I went, it was like literally hair only. So I went to the owner of the school and I said, help. I said, you got to tell me where to go learn makeup. So he didn't know. So where did he send me? School of Visual Arts in Manhattan.
Oh, my God. My dad went there and my brother and my uncle. Shout out SVA.
Shout out SVA.
It's a great school. So what'd you do there?
I studied theater and film makeup.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's not what I wanted to study. I just wanted to learn makeup. But he didn't know where else to take a makeup course.
I didn't know they had a makeup course there.
Yes. If you go into if you are going to go into entertainment or theater, mm-hmm. Everybody, it's a required course to learn theater and film makeup.
I feel like a huge part of your success is not just the amazing products.
Thank you.
Not just, you know, the kind of, I feel like you do a great job of making kind of all your little tricks of the trade and almost like your theatrical makeup tricks, packaging them into products. But really, Jen hinted at this before, your personality. You're really fun. You really connect with women on a level that I don't feel a lot of makeup artists do. What do you think that like sort of secret sauce is? What do you think that your ability to connect is about?
Thank you. That's going deep there, girlfriend. You know what?
That's what I do. That's what I do, Laura.
Wow. I got to tell you. Because I'll tell you what I really do believe. As I learn about myself every day, as we all do on this journey that we take in life, I really think that as a very young woman, I craved being around people. I had a very small family. You know, I felt like I needed to be around people and make them laugh. And I was fulfilled always having 5 million friends. And, you know, I was sort of always the class clown. And so I think as I got older, I realized that I loved being around people. And I had the gift of gab.
Mm-hmm.
But I also felt that I needed it to fill my soul.
Right.
And so I felt like anybody who was coming to me for makeup or that I was working on, I felt so honored that they would trust me that I like loved that person.
Like you thrived off of the fact that they were like, what do I do, Laura? What do I do about these bags kind of thing?
Yeah. And even like the toughest, you know, celebrities, I always got them. I was the one who could manage the toughest of celebrities that they kept me for years to do their makeup because like they knew they could trust me. And the truth was I wasn't interested in the gossip. I didn't care like about how much money they had or where they were going. I was so happy and felt so lucky that I got to work in my craft. And I think it was refreshing for them. And then when I worked with my clients who were not in television and film, I enjoyed listening to people's lives. Mm-hmm. I really felt like it was everything.
So the makeup is almost secondary.
I think so. I mean, that's, by the way, you're so good because nobody ever asked me that question. Do you know that?
I was joking around. Like, I'm flattered that you like the question. But
nobody
like, I, but
ever
it's so
said,
obvious.
Where does that come from? Like, you know, like, right? Nobody ever asked me that.
This explains, for me at least, something you told me a couple years ago. I saw you and you were like, oh, you know, I just hosted a cruise. I was like celebrity cruises? And it wasn't celebrity cruises. And I was like, what were you, the headliner? And so people who love you and love your line paid good money to come on a boat with you.
You better believe it.
And so tell me, how does that, like, I've never heard of that for a makeup artist. Maybe for like a celebrity or a TV reality show star. What was that like?
It was crazy. Carnival Cruise Line.
Oh,
actually,
it was Carnival. It really was like a big cruise line.
They contacted me and they were like, we have done cruises with like, you know, people in the industry, do you think that you'd want a cruise? And do you think you could get people to come? And I was like, you know what? I'm not sure, but I can certainly feel it out.
Yeah.
So we sent out, I don't know what we actually did to see who would come, but we decided to call it Get Away and Get Gorgeous.
I'll do that.
Okay. And so then I picked the week that nobody could really go because I had to pick it based on my son because I was not going to go without my son, Daniel, who at the time was probably like, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10. I don't remember. But I picked his school week off, which was really an inopportune time because he's in private school. So it's not on a public school schedule. So people were like, why that week? I'm like, that's the week.
Right, yeah. Right.
So Carnival Cruise Line gave me the swanky suite. And here I went,
just
get away and get gorgeous.
Like do meet and greets and teach women about makeup?
Oh, no, there were seminars. Like I had to daily there was something like, you know, eyes, you know, learn how to do this, learn. I mean, there was a packed schedule.
Were these Laura Geller fans or were these just women who were like, oh, my God, we get to meet Laura? And then, you know, like, was it a mix of both?
It was my QVC because I'm on QVC for 20 years this year. They were my diehard QVC fans.
I see.
Wow.
I mean, so much so that like who sat next to me at the dinner table was like a very
important. Your big spenders.
I mean, they were the one big spenders and who got to sit right next to me. There were like arguments amongst them. Like when we would go off to the islands, like, and we would go to the beach, they're like, who's going to be with Laura? I'm like, this is so. How about nobody? I don't amazing. Want anybody to see me on this beach right now.
Did you have security with you?
No.
No, I'm being serious. I would, like, you know, because people want your attention. People, like, you're a celebrity on this. I would think that there would be somebody near you who could be like, okay, Laura needs to use
Daniel
the bathroom.
Was running interference. Yeah, he's like, back away from my mama.
Laura needs to change into her swimsuit now. You know?
I'll tell you the interference that was being run. You want to know?
Yeah.
The cruise was in the worst waters ever that they said to me, this has never happened before. A new ship, and it's got stabilizers. Even the crew was sick. Everybody was sick.
Well, people were getting sick.
No, you don't even understand. I'm putting on eyebrows on people, and they're bending over and
you could say
regurgitating like into a pail.
You're like, you want liquid liner? Not happening on this cruise right now.
Like,
too bumpy.
You can't even imagine that they were paging me. Daniel was in what's the thing that they call Club Carnival?
Yeah.
And
he was on Lido deck.
Yeah, they were paging his mother. There was no speaker in the room that I was in. And finally, someone figured out where I was and brought him to me. He was pale white. I'm like, that's not the shirt I sent him out. They were like,
oh, everybody was getting
everybody
sick.
Everybody was sick
that's
on this
funny.
Cruise. I mean, for a good 3 days, everybody was ill.
So are you doing it again?
Never. Never.
Okay.
So where do we sign up?
If somebody wants to invite me on land to a nice
yes.
hotel, we can have a discussion.
A conference. A cosmetics conference with Laura. Yeah.
A stable one.
Yeah. Not at sea. Never again.
You brought up QVC, so there were QVC fans there. We should talk about that. You're like the queen of QVC, right? So it's kind of how people got to know your name, even more than, you know, from Broadway and from doing makeup and things like that. Did you love doing it from the start, or were you freaked out the first time you went on to
sell
live?
Well, I was freaked out the first time I went on. I had an anxiety attack before I went on.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was such a big opportunity for me. I mean, I literally was like, my heart was palpitating. But what happened was when I got on air and the lights went on, the cameras were around me, it was seamless, and it was like I had been there forever, and I realized why, and it was because I had worked in TV and film for so long that I was accustomed to working around cameras and technicians and, you know, my techie friends, and it felt like I was in the studio with my talent, and I knew where to look when the red light went on. It was like seamless, and I didn't know that it would be that comfortable. But it was.
So you never get nervous when you do these shows? It's just like your home?
I get excited. There's an adrenaline rush that still happens 20 years later.
Wow.
And so for so many reasons, because, you know, if I'm launching a new item, I want to be on point. But the first item I ever launched was in 1997, and it was what I know best and what I was taught at theater and film makeup school, which was contour and highlight. Mm-hmm. And so It was natural for me to introduce a product that was something I was so comfortable with.
So you're on QVC in the U.S., but also in the U.K.
Yes.
now too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? Like, do you feel different when you go on between the two countries? Were you nervous when you went on in the U.K.?
Well, I went alone.
She put on a British accent.
Yeah. I remember them saying to me, now it's very different here. Here, you don't look into the barrel of the camera and talk to the customer. That's hard sell. So we don't want you doing that. And I was like, okay. And they were like, you know, we're very, you know, very different. So please don't do the hard sell. I said, I didn't even think I was doing hard sell. So the first few times I tried to be very poised.
Uh-huh.
And then
I'd love to see those first few like
soon after
segments.
That. No, you have to know. Soon after that, I couldn't pretend anymore.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm there 11 years now, I think maybe 12. And it's like the best place ever for me. My customers there are amazing.
But you just are now yourself.
Oh, I was myself for the last 11 years.
So is it just about people responding to you being yourself? Like, is that sort of the moral of the story?
I think so. And I tell that
to
people.
Be who you are.
Be who you are. I mean, we're the number one brand in the UK.
Okay, let's talk products because that's why you're here.
Oh,
I mean, that's
okay.
not the only reason you're here.
Yeah.
We love you too. But the first product that you mentioned in 97 was the highlight and
contour.
Yeah.
Chocolate cake and vanilla icing.
Did you call
delicious.
It that?
Yeah, because someone told me that when you go on QVC, if you call it food names, that it's very seductive.
Do you think that still stands?
Yes. We do it all the time.
We need a new name for the podcast.
Chocolate mousse.
Well, we have fat, so that's good.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. You were going to do milkshakes and makeup.
Oh,
that's Jess's private thing.
But now everybody's going to steal the idea.
They'll know. Because I have an idea too. We'll talk.
Okay, all right, we'll talk.
So that was like 20 years ago now.
I listen.
That's good.
I love your podcast.
Thank you.
So 20 years ago, you were doing what maybe 4 years ago became truly popular with the masses. Is the technique the same still today? And like what about it was different when you started doing it?
So when I started doing it, it was really the learnings of light and dark. Real brown. And real white.
Right, like from theater almost inspired.
From theater. Yeah. I mean, and you knew how to put it on so it didn't show, although for theater you wanted it to show. Right. You know, you literally would put a line on and keep it on. So they didn't have the modernized way of doing contour and highlight today, which is more luminous and colors that are not so dark brown. Now there's just so much at your fingertips, and they're muted, and they're easy for women to apply, and it's no longer scary when you hear the word contour. Back in the day, it was very hard to sell that in. People were like, you know what? I like the highlight part. It's more forgiving. You put it on, you don't see it as much as you do a contour. So it's interesting to me how it's become a trend.
Yeah.
And it's almost something that everybody thinks about and wants to aspire to be able to do. I mean, when I look at YouTube videos, when I look at all of the Instagram things that are online, I'm like, whoa, these are kids doing this and they're so good at it. And there's so much to learn from watching them. But some of it's very extreme. So you have to find that perfect balance. But who would have thunk that I started something that would become literally a trend today?
Yeah.
Like, that blows my mind.
Do you still have that product in your line?
I do.
Huh. And has the formula changed?
Well, yeah. I mean, the kit that I started was called the Face Restructuring Kit. And it was a compact of a dark brown and a white and a tool to blend it. But I will say that contour and highlight is, without question, a big heritage part of our business today. Highlighting, as an example, I brought you some of the hottest ones. Our Gelato Swirl Illuminators.
You're still on the food names, huh?
Oh, there you go.
I mean, like, when are you going to run out of desserts?
Oh, by the way, no, we don't run out of desserts. Everything's out of Italy, so we find plenty of places. I mean, we literally have, I am not kidding, these Gelato Swirls. There's a color called Gilded Honey. Here it is. And Gilded Honey Gelato Swirl Illuminator is the number one selling highlighter at Ulta of all the brands.
Really?
Oh, number one. And it has brought into our range, it has brought into our line a whole new crop of influencers and people because just from this one item, just from this.
I mean, it's a beautiful product.
And it's beautiful in
texture. It's like a champagne-y gold powder highlighter.
That's correct. Right? It's a warm gilded honey.
Wait, this brings up a question that you are so famous for. Is that a baked powder?
Yes, it is.
Maybe I'm just going to skip ahead a question here to ask about baking because that's your thing.
Yeah, it really is.
What is a baked powder? What's the difference between a regular powder?
So what happened with me was I was developing product and, you know, all the time you have to have something new when you're developing your line. And I stumbled upon something that was called baked. And it wasn't good enough for me to hear that it was baked. I needed to understand what that meant. So the distributor of this product literally took me to Italy and brought me to the factory. And it's the factory that makes for some of the most famous brands that we know and love today. Chanel and MAC. And I mean, they are the leaders in this baking process. But to see how they made it and the work of art and what goes into it, I knew that I had entered into a world that was going to change the trajectory of my range. Literally, because there's no fillers, there's no binders, it's even gluten-free and paraben-free and mineral oil-free. I mean, it's so amazing because it's a hydrating type of makeup. It looks like a powder.
It starts out as a wet, creamy sludge with pigment in it, right?
Exactly.
And then what, it goes through an oven?
It literally is baked for 24 hours in an oven on trays. And when they come out of these, I brought the terracotta tiles.
Oh my gosh, you bought terracotta tiles. Look at that.
So that's the authentic way it's made. And then they're hand polished by artisans at the end and placed in the compacts. Because traditional powder, so you understand, of course, has a filler and binder to keep it pressed. Because these are creamy, sludgy, creamy, moussey textures and baked, they sustain hydration and they don't need fillers and binders.
So what's
pure pigment, but what is unadulterated.
So that means that the color payoff is better, or is it that it's just like more like more hydrating, so it goes on smoother?
Check. It sticks to the skin more, so it lasts longer on your skin.
Okay.
It's concentrated pigment, so you need less of it.
So most of the powder products in your line are baked then?
Correct.
Cool.
We don't even like to say that they're a powder. They just go on with the ease of a powder.
Ah, I see.
But they really are baked.
Their own thing. And they're like their own substance.
So you said sticks to skin. So
it
that
clings.
No, let's talk about sticking to skin.
Okay.
Because you're like also the queen of primers.
Oh, there you go. Good segue there.
It is. But I need you to sell me on this because I'm one of those people that has always been like, primer, do I need it?
Yeah.
The only reason I tried yours is because of the name. Tell us how that product came about and what the name is.
I'm going to ask you a question. How do you like that? What do you put on your face before you put your foundation on?
Sunscreen.
Good. Terrific. But no.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. You passed that test.
Okay.
But so you'll put your sunscreen on and then your makeup.
Yeah.
Your foundation.
Yeah, it's sort of like a tinted sunscreen that I use like a base almost.
Okay. So here's what I want to explain about primer.
Okay.
And there are primers and then there are primers, which means then there are spackles, because this is a category that's very near and dear to my heart, and one of which I was one of the few who invented this category.
Right.
It wasn't me alone.
The spackle category or the primer?
The primer category. There was only one or two other brands that I recall that had primer in the marketplace. So when I studied theater and film makeup, we were taught to do it on a matte skin. Like, don't use moisturizer because the makeup needs to be dry and matte so it could hold up under hot lights in a big house.
It can grip onto something.
So that it literally grips onto your skin and there's nothing emollient that's going to make it emulsify and disappear.
Sure.
And so for years, I was doing makeup on matte skin until one day I was working on a talent who said, that tongue-in-cheek expression that we've all said, I hope you have more than makeup in your kit. I hope you have some spackle because today's one of those days. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is so good. I have to figure this out. So I went to a chemist and I said, what if I can develop something that goes on the skin, gives it a resurfacing effect, like a second skin, so that you need less makeup. Your makeup looks smoother when it goes on, but it doesn't penetrate into the skin or let the makeup emulsify. And the way you do that, though, and a lot of people don't like hearing this, but tough, is with silica. That is the product that doesn't penetrate the skin. It just resurfaces the skin and gives you that silky finish. So
why don't people like it? Doesn't it come from sand?
Yes. And so I have a hard time with this because, you know, so many people are so – I love that people are ingredient conscious. That's important. But I laughed a little to myself because 20 years ago when I was selling, more than 20 years ago when I was selling makeup at that boutique, I was selling Ben Nye and Maron and Max Factor and things that probably had all kinds of carcinogens and nobody died.
Right.
And nobody cared to ask about the ingredients. So now, though, everybody's hypersensitive to it. So I went to the chemist. I said, I need to make a spackle. It needs to lay on the skin surface and not penetrate and not take in the makeup with
it. Did you know at that point you were going to call it spackle?
Yes.
Okay.
She made that expression, that tongue.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody says, give me some spackle.
So that was the idea. Like, that was like the spark.
Yes. And then I found out I couldn't use the name because spackle is a product that you put on the wall.
Oh, it was like a brand name or something, or Kleenex.
Yes, spackle is what you use to fill
the
but
holes. I didn't know it was a brand name.
Yes, it's owned by Murallo, the paint company.
I just thought it was like, I guess it's like one of those Kleenex things where you forget that it's a brand name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I had to buy the rights from Murallo to use the name spackle. For makeup. And they said to me, you need to protect the franchise. And believe it or not, one of my competitors would say on air, a different channel, would say, now we're going to spackle the face. And I said, you can't say that anymore, you know. So
You paid good money for that name from the house painters or
so
whoever.
So that's why, in my opinion, darling.
Okay, back to my skin.
I do believe that the idea behind a good primer, it should be that you feel this resurfacing to the skin, that your foundation looks better on with it than it would without it.
So it's not just to keep it on longer.
That's one benefit, but it's not just that.
It's smoother, and I need less foundation because of it.
Yeah, and it should last longer.
And that's really the product that puts you on the map, right?
It sure is. Spackle is... You say spackle and you think of, you know, I do hope you think of me.
You have a whole spackle franchise. You've got the spackle mist.
We have 9 spackles now, and everyone has a place. I would have never believed after the first spackle or the second when my product development team works with me, when they said, we're going to do another one and another one, I would be like, enough.
Right, right.
How could it be that somebody would need, you know, but each one has a place and a need. And then we did a spackle mist, which I'm thrilled about.
I'm going to try
only
that.
Because, yes, and you know you have to always do it from...
Oh, everybody, Jess is doing a face mist.
I'm getting misted. Oh, yes. I can't say I enjoy running, getting misted, but I'm being polite. And it doesn't,
there's a
it
theory
feel
that cat people do not like face mist.
Are you a cat person? I don't like saying cat person, dog person. I like
why,
both.
Why, may I ask?
Because I like both.
I've come up with that
equal
theory.
Opportunity. Do you think there's a theory? I've come up with the theory.
If people don't like getting their face misted, they usually have a cat. You can go ahead and try that out in the world and see if it sticks.
You've tried
just like 3 people.
Well, Laura likes it. Anyway, what do you think?
I don't like getting misted.
Guess what?
What?
You should like it because look at your friend now. Across the table. You don't see a little glow to her skin?
Yeah, you do look a little bit glowier.
I just missed it. Well, that's the idea. Without the mist, you didn't have the glow.
I did actually need to be refreshed, but I'm very into this gilded thing. You said that this is very big with Instagrammers, right?
And the vloggers,
everybody.
Beauty editors, everybody.
You've gotten very big in the social community.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alan Eyes. Thank you, Makeup by Mario. Thank you, M. Rosie.
Well, you've kind of just already answered my question. I wanted to know who you're really into. Because it's interesting, I feel like you're big in many different spaces. Like you're big on the QVC, you're big on the QVC, on the Q, you're big on the Q, and you're, you know, but you're also huge like on social. So,
M. Rezzy, she's got her highlight on.
Talk about contour and highlight. That girl could do some good stuff.
Like, how did this happen?
You know,
it seems like it's quite organic.
It is very organic. And I will tell you that when we created Gilded Honey, I knew it was beautiful. But I'm not at the retail stores to see the kind of reaction that, you know, when a blogger or beauty editor, and when they go in and they look for things. So it came as a surprise to me, and it hasn't stopped. There is a group called the Gilded Honeys. I mean, like, they follow me, and they're called the Gilded Honeys. I mean, people are...
Have you met them?
Yes, many of them. Many of them. We had an event.
They were on the cruise.
They need jackets.
Oh, by the way.
We could do Gilded Honey Cruise.
We could do a Gilded Gelato Cruise. No, not cruise.
No,
a walk.
Okay, something. A meetup.
A milkshake meetup.
Yeah, something with security and,
see what
you know,
happens when you put a bunch of women in a room?
Yeah.
It's like the greatest think tank you could ever have. I mean, you guys are so lucky to do this all the time.
We have fun. Tell us about this new mascara, by the way, since, like, we talked about your...
Since you have your favorites, I know your favorites.
Well, we do. And the whole, I mean, the name of our podcast. But this is a pretty good name, by the way. Tell us about it.
So... Lash Boss, be the boss of your own lashes.
Oh my God, you're too much.
Well, listen, I mean, if somebody told you that you can create different looks with your mascara, would you say, really? Well, guess what? We invented.
You just went into QVC mode.
I love it.
I'm so good, though. Okay, tell us. So how do we create different looks?
We invented
a
wand.
Be
the boss of your own lashes.
Be the boss of your own lashes.
Oh, my
correct.
God. You have no idea the show and tell that's happening here. Okay. I cannot wait until we go to video.
We created
our
own mascara wand that's proprietary to us. Nobody in the world has it. You've seen Fat Mascara Girls.
Yes.
Many mascaras and many different wands. I get it. But you have to know that if this mascara has been road tested on me and I've created a lot of mascaras...
Mm-hmm.
This thing has to rock, and it does.
Yeah.
So Lash Boss literally is a flexible tip, but it has keratin and collagen, peptides. I mean, it has everything good for you, but paraben-free. But you can use the short end.
I noticed there's a shorty.
The short end is what's going to lay down the thickness of cream. Any good makeup artist is going to tell you the thicker the cream, the better the lashes.
Okay.
So, yeah, you hear all the time, it's the wand and the formula combination, but it's so much more than that.
Yeah.
It's being able to shape your lashes in different ways.
So one side you'll use
One side you'll use to deposit the amount of cream.
Yeah.
And to do bottom lashes. The other side is going to stretch and lengthen your lashes and separate them.
And so, and I'm the boss.
Yeah. So now you're the boss.
Okay.
And when you wake up in the morning and go to do your mascara, you're going to feel bossy.
Okay.
You're going to feel bossy.
It sets the tone for the day.
It's going to set the tone for the day.
You can have that. You can have that.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about some of your favorites.
Oh, they're all my children. Are you kidding? Okay.
From your line, but then we got to know about your hair and your skin, your fragrance.
What candle's burning in your home right now?
Oh, Nest.
Love Nest.
Love Nest. Oh, love Nest. I love Ocean Mist.
Okay, very nice.
I love the holiday scent, which is the smell of holly, and pine. And so before people come over, I spray everywhere. You guys have been to my house. You know how good it smells.
And everybody thinks you're like, oh, it's so clean in here and like fresh. Yeah.
And I'm like,
so. They think you're so festive.
I know, but I do. I have diffusers in every bathroom. Mm. I have them in every bedroom, in the living room. I turn the, I'm big scent fanatic.
Okay, let's talk makeup. You have to pick some, you can bring three of your children to the island.
Bronze and Brighton. Bronze and Brighton's not here. Bronze and Brighton is my desert island. I recommend it to everybody. Why? Because it makes you look bronzed, but you don't need foundation with it. It has coverage. Wait for it. You could also use it as eyeshadow. Wait for it. I'm not done. You could also use it as eyebrow. You could also use it as eyeliner. So Bronze and Brighton.
This is very desert island.
Very desert
island. She's thinking smart.
Okay. Then the next thing would have to be, because I think about how transformative I want to look, my Kajal pencils.
You're bringing an eyeliner to the island.
I'm vacant without eyeliner.
Oh, okay.
I am. You don't need eyeshadow then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You just need to rim your eyes. And these do not come off. And I have a leaky eye. They do not.
What's a leaky eye?
That sounds really gross.
You both have beautiful teeth, by the way.
Thank you. What is a leaky eye?
Is that like something we need to feel upset about?
A leaky eye is like a watery eye. Like, you know, like... Listen, it's going to happen to you, too.
Is this a mature thing?
It could be. I'm not sure. But my right eye.
What's your selling point if you have a leaky eye?
Are you going to say that
on QVC? I do say it.
I love that.
Okay.
But people identify
that.
With it.
The thing
See, I'm
I
so
know.
Glad I taught you girls something Maybe. Today.
So then what's my third product?
And then your third has to be a little lip. But I will tell you that. That Kajal pencil, just so you know, I have to backtrack for a minute, is a CEW, Cosmetic Executive Woman. We are a finalist.
Excellent.
In a category.
This year.
This year.
There's so many products amazing. That they choose from, so that's awesome.
I've never been a finalist.
I'm sure on the island that billions of products. Carry weight.
You know what?
CEW.
It could. Listen, I was always the bridesmaid.
This is her new cruise. Instead of a cruise, it's going to be like a whole reality show. You come to Laura's Island, and you have to do your look out of like just whatever Laura
Coconuts
gives you.
Coconuts
you
could be branch, the host. Aloe vera.
Yeah, it's like Survivor, but beauty style.
Beauty Survivor.
Yeah, we could be your co-hosts.
All right,
your
Laura,
islands.
Thank
you're going to be gorgeous on your island.
Thank you. I
think this whole podcast is actually copywritten, so nobody can actually take these ideas. Mm. Thank you. Thanks for joining.
Jen and Jess, I just want to thank you for having me, and I'm glad I could teach you about things in the industry like leaky eye and spackle.
You bring the glam.
I do, and I talk turkey, you know?
I love it. Thank
you for having me.
Thank you,
me.
Laura.
Jen, it's time to raise a wand.
Let's do it professionally this time,
okay.
Shall we?
Yes.
Yes, Jessica, let's raise a wand.
I still can't say it, but I need to talk about this fragrance.
Oh, okay.
It is the Annick Goutal fragrance that I fell in love with called, I'm going to say in English because it's just, it's too much for me. Exquisite Hour.
I thought it was Squeeze.
Squeeze. Hour Exquisite. Exquisite Hour, and it translates to the magic hour.
Ooh.
And the magic hour is, for any of our photographer friends who are listening, that sort of beautiful golden twilight hour before the sun sets, where everyone just looks really beautiful and
their skin.
Or before the sun, and when the sun's rising.
Really?
Yeah, because I've been on set, on location with photo shoots, and we all have to get up at like freaking 4 a.m. so we don't miss the golden hour.
Oh, I didn't know it was before.
I think it could be either.
Okay.
But I think in the neat case, it's the evening.
Yes, this is, it's very like Sofia Coppola lighting. It smells like, I don't even, you know what? I'm going to keep to the Indic story.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about the notes.
Oh, okay. It just smells like the golden hour.
It smells very, because when I smelled it, you were with me when I smelled it.
Mm.
It's so sophisticated. It reminds me of like a very glamorous woman.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, I don't know if this is how it would resonate with other people, but to me, it reminds me of a woman who has her stuff together. But at the same time, it's really romantic.
She also has a vanity. Like she doesn't put on her makeup in front of the crappy bathroom mirror with like fluorescent lighting. This woman has like a vanity, and she sits down and she gets shit done.
Exactly. This feels together, and it feels romantic, and it feels nostalgic at the same time. Yeah. Like all of these things together. So when I smelled it, I was speechless.
It's a good one.
Anyway, this was one of those gut punch fragrances of raising a wand to it.
Good one. I'm going to raise a wand to a skincare, a new epidermal growth factor that I've been using. But the reason I'm raising a wand to it is my high school boyfriend, he's gay now, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me a picture of himself and he's like, oh my God, I got old. When did it happen? And I said, oh dude, you need epidermal growth factors. And he's a doctor. So he was like, you know, I couldn't pull one over on him. He was going to do the research. So I sent him to BioEffect. Do you know BioEffect? It's an Icelandic company.
I don't.
So they make this EGF serum that I've been using, and you know how I love epidermal growth factors. They do all the stuff that retinol does, but without the irritation for me, build collagen, redensify your skin, get rid of wrinkles and whatever. And I said, you go do your own homework on it. And of course he did and found like a million white papers, and he's like a genius. So he's been sending me pictures. He's going to kill me. He doesn't listen. It's fine. And he looks so much better. He's been using it for 3 weeks. And like under his eyes, he had like bagginess a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone. Like he looks like 5 years younger. I can't even. So I want to raise a wand in his honor because he's never going to come on the podcast.
So is it like you're raising a wand to the whole line, to BioEffect?
Well, so the hero product is an eye cream. Thank you. The hero product is BioEffect EGF Serum, which he's just been using everywhere, and that's the same one I used to. And it has like a high potency of the epidermal growth factors. And also, they're not like anything from a human body, so don't get freaked out.
Yeah, people get freaked out.
No, they bioengineered a barley to grow a particular type of growth factor that is really good for skin. So it comes from a barley plant in Iceland.
I feel like they need a new name for growth factor. It just like sounds freaky.
That's because it sounds like gross factor?
No, it's just like a growth factor. I don't know.
How about we just call it EGF? We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode, so I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.